fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 18th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. And welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcast at Republic Broadcasting begins right now with the John Moore Show, and my show does begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Should be done in every public and private school, every school day of the year. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hat, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today, I give this frequently, but it is also important, is to work on your physical fitness. It's going to be different things for different people. Understand everybody has limitations. You may be a 20-year-old Olympic athlete or an 85-year-old grandparent. It doesn't matter. Everybody has limitations. Work within those limitations. If you have any chronic health issues, be sure and talk to your health care professional before you start anything that could hurt you. All right. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Stephen Starr. Stephen is the author of the following book. Listen carefully. It's available at Amazon. Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. Subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, John.
Well, sir, it's good to have you with us. The illustration on the front of your book is very dramatic. It shows, it looks like three bolts of electromagnetic pulse striking one of these towers that have the cross-country power lines on it, maybe right next to a power plant. It's a very dramatic and colorful illustration, isn't it?
Yes, you know, actually, in the background, you'll see overarching everything is a large reddish and at the center white. It's actually a nuclear detonation, and that's taken. It's in the book. That's taken from the original in 1958. That was a 3.8 megaton bomb that was detonated 800 miles off away from Hawaii, and so that's actually what it would look like in an upper atmosphere, a nuclear detonation. And those, you know, that when the EMP strikes, it'll induce massive voltages and currents into anything electrically conductive, especially power lines and telecommunication lines. So you would expect to see a massive sparks coming off of anything. You know, I think we talked about it before. In 1859, there was sparks coming off of telegraph wires and fence lines, barbed wire fences. That was from a geomagnetic disturbance, which is, creates a similar effect. But, you know, that anything that's plugged into the grid, the EMP hits, if it's not shielded, it's going to get fried if it's got solid-state electronics. So that's why we talk about the EMP shield device on your program.
That's right. That's right. Well, I like to get some of my news, not all of it, but some of my news from Steve Quayle's website at stevequayle.com. And here's a couple of headlines. First is an article concerning the capabilities of the country of India with their air-to-air missiles, air-to-ground missiles, surface-to-air missiles that are up to standing up against China. Then moving down, we go to prophetic visions where a gentleman named A.C. Valdez in 1929 saw what looked like intercontinental ballistic missiles. That's quite unusual. Let's see. Moving on down from there, we have Nuke Alert. Putin warns of World War III if NATO sends forces into Ukraine. North Korea fires two missiles. In addition to that, we've heard for a number of months, at least half a year, that we've had prime ministers, presidents, high-level officials in various countries talking about World War III as if they're ordering a pizza. It's very scary when high-level officials talk about something that dramatic so casually, isn't it, Stephen?
Yes, it is. You know, I really doubt that most officials really understand the magnitude and the devastation from even a single nuclear detonation. You know, there hasn't been any real nuclear testing above ground for, you know, quite a long time since the 1960s, maybe.
They may have done some in the early 60s, but it's been half a century or more. Yes, much more than half a century.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think part of the arms race was that they built, you know, we wound up with 86,000 nuclear weapons by 1986, and I always marveled at that because, you know, it only takes 100 nuclear weapons could pretty much destroy any country, you know, say, be generous, say 300. And I think there was this idea that somehow they were just a bigger conventional weapon, you know, but they're much different than that. They're like a piece of the sun that suddenly appears on or above the Earth. And it's better if the sun's 92 million miles away from us.
Exactly. Well, in the interim of the last half century, very devastating conventional weapons such as the fuel air bombs have been developed, for example, that involve no nuclear material at all, where they turn something similar to gasoline into a very small mist and then blow it up and right. It's very devastating. Very devastating, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, I think, and I read that basically will suck the oxygen out of your lungs, and it's part of the effect. But, you know, a nuclear weapon, those will cover like the area of a football field or something, right? But the firestorm from like an 800 kiloton weapon will ignite fires simultaneously over an area of 900 to 150 square miles. And then, you know, they'll join into a single gigantic firestorm, and anybody in the fire zone is not going to survive. So it's a little bit bigger, and quite a few order of magnitude bigger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as always, this is a live call-in show. If you've got a question or comment for Stephen Sarr, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, your book was only published this past September, making it a very new publication. And you've been teaching at the University of Missouri, Columbia, Missouri, classes to youngsters that want to know about the effects of nuclear weapons for some period of time. Is it 10 plus years?
Yeah, I think it's probably about 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I always have liked students because, you know, they come in and they got open minds and they're interested in learning for the most part, at least the good ones are. But most of them have never been, they've never been taught anything in the schools about nuclear weapons. They don't know the difference between an atomic bomb and a, you know, hydrogen bomb or thermonuclear weapon. They have no idea how many weapons there are, what they will do. So after about 3 weeks of my course, they're all pretty much uniformly horrified by what they've learned. I was led into writing about the electromagnetic pulse because, it's actually one of the few things that you can protect against a nuclear detonation from. It's, you know, in a full-scale nuclear war, well, we're all pretty much in trouble, I'd say. But one, you know, when you can just detonate a single weapon above a country, above the United States, or even around the United States, say in the Yucatan Peninsula, and take out the entire electric grid and leave us without electricity for a year or longer, that could kill off 90% of our population without having bombs going off all over the place. So, but we can protect against that. Yet the civilian infrastructure hasn't been protected. The military has protected a lot of its weapons and communication systems, but civilians are still very much at risk because the politicians haven't taken any action to do anything about it.
Well, when it comes to what the military has done, it's a yes and no. These military bases, they have protected what they consider critical infrastructure, their command control, communication systems, and computer systems on one hand. On the other, these bases depend on the on-base housing, which has not been protected,
right,
where men and women live, the surrounding communities, which provide the workers that come every day. There's thousands. They take a place like Fort Bragg, which is now called Fort Liberty. Thousands of men and women come on the base to perform work every day and go home off base every day. Well, they're not protected either, are they?
No, they're not. And even if we can protect the grid, the EMP will still destroy all the electronics in your house if they're not shielded from it. So
that's right. That's right. Well, that's where my sponsor EMP Shield comes in. Development of the EMP Shield has been a very life-changing thing for myself. I like to tell the story about how in the it would have been the early 1990s, I took my 1988 Dodge three-quarter ton full-size van to a Dodge specialist, and I gave him instructions to eliminate every transistor, resistor, and diode in their computers, which he did, and he made a custom wiring diagram for future mechanics to look at it. It took some time. There was some expense involved, but I wanted one vehicle that would be EMP proof, and I got one vehicle that was EMP proof. Doing the same thing now, because in the 30 plus years since then, these vehicles are just filled top to bottom, left to right, with every kind of electronic you can imagine, aren't they, Stephen?
Yes, I mean, that's our everything we're surrounded with in our daily lives, in our house that we depend upon, is all got solid-state electronics in it.
I recently had to replace my smartphone, and the one I had was about 3 years old, and when I got the upgrade, I was shocked at all this stuff that's on there that I don't have a clue what it is, but I'll never ever use, and I'm going to work with a technician and try to get that stuff off my phone because it looks like a big waste of storage space to me. But, that's what our lives have become, where even routine things are full of electronics, aren't they?
Yeah, and, people may not understand. I talked about a firestorm from a nuclear weapon, and that's if you detonate a weapon, say, on the ground or above a city a mile or two above. But with electromagnetic pulse, we're talking about detonating a nuclear weapon that's, say, maybe 100 miles above the Earth. It's above the Earth's atmosphere, so there won't be any blasts or fire effects felt on Earth. But in a billionth of a second, the gamma rays that come out of the detonation will travel at the speed of light towards the Earth. They rip the electron molecules off air molecules when it hits the atmosphere, and they're sort of sent spinning to Earth at the speed of light, and when they interact with the Earth's magnetic field, it creates a gigantic electromagnetic pulse. And anything that's electrically conductive will have, massive voltages and currents induced into it. A medium distribution power line will have 2 million volts and 5 to 10,000 amps that'll suddenly be in that line. If the line's not designed for it, and anything that's plugged into the grid is not designed for the type of voltages that will be coming in. So if you have anything that's not shielded from that, it'll just be fried. That's where the EMP shield comes in.
Absolutely.
I've got it on my solar system and my batteries. for the battery bank, for the power, as well as for all my, you know, electronics in the house.
There's a couple more headlines at Steve Krell's website. This one starts with, emergency alert, China's Ministry of Defense has publicly stated, quote, China is ready to intervene militarily anywhere if the United States or NATO attacks Russia. Follow up on that, NATO is going to suffer defeat in proxy war with Russia. Analyst says, while Ukraine is going to suffer a defeat, and indeed NATO's going to suffer a defeat as well. And the analyst's name is Mersheimer. There's no shortage of alerts and warnings that people should be paying heed to, don't you think, Stephen?
Yes, I think so. I think it gets pretty confusing for people, and if you're constantly bombarded by warnings, you have a tendency just to turn it off, plus maybe a siren, air raid siren goes off over your head.
Right.
But, I've been listening to this last week that in France, Macron, the president, was repeatedly saying that France is going to probably send troops into Ukraine, NATO troops. And the Polish leaders said, yeah, that's a good idea. The Czech leader agreed that it might be Estonia, then the Baltic republics. They said, yeah, we think that's a good idea. The United States, luckily, has said, no, that's a bad idea. But, you know,
so far,
if you get NATO troops in direct military conflict with the Russian troops, then you have World War III.
Absolutely. Well, there's a high likelihood that the Patriot missile systems that are in Ukraine are being operated and maintained by American soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriot missile system is a very sophisticated weapon system with thousands of pages of manuals that are printed in English, not printed in the Ukrainian language. The technicians go to schools to learn how to do the maintenance and operate these systems. The schools that take many months of training, and there's nobody, no Ukrainian soldier, can read, at least very few can read the maintenance manuals and have been to the training schools. So almost without a doubt, there's Americans running that equipment, don't you think, Stephen?
Oh, I think so. And not only Americans, but the British are programming the Storm Shadow cruise missiles. The French are there. They have their own different systems. And all these high-tech systems require, and you know, even running a tank, you don't just get in a tank. It's not like a car and you drive it. It takes a long time to learn this stuff. And plus, then in a military situation, you have to learn how to work in unison with, you know, your brigade or your battalion, whatever. And the Ukrainians have suffered, you know, up to maybe 400,000 killed and a total over 1 million killed and wounded. We don't get that information from our media, but so their armed forces have been devastated, and they don't have the people that, I mean, they weren't ever trained on these weapon systems to begin with, so you can't expect them to send somebody over for a crash course that they're going to learn how to operate a Patriot missile system in a month or two.
It's absurd to think that that's taking place. That Ukrainian nationals are running these highly complex weapon systems. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our job on Monday mornings here with Stephen and I is to give you updates, give you alerts, point you in the right direction to do your own independent research. And I encourage people to do their own independent research and come to their own conclusions, don't you, Stephen?
Well, exactly. You know, in teaching my class the last few years, the students, when they try to do research, when they're getting all their information from the New York Times and the Washington Post, which are the New York Times is supposed to be the paper of record. And I've had some problem with people that I work with in academia. They're getting a lot of bad information. I mean, you know, they say that truth is the first casualty of war. And that's probably, you know, in any day and age. But I really think in the last, you know, 5 or 10 years, especially with the Biden, I guess you can call it our administration, that things have just gotten so we're lucky if we hear the truth about anything anymore.
Roger that. The New York Times is no longer a trusted source of information as it used to be years ago. That's unfortunate. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8255. Right back.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Available for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. EMP Shield has graciously grandfathered my listeners with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Stephen Starr, the author of the following book. Listen carefully. Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse, subtitle, A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants. We can speculate as to how or why or when the our enemies, which would be China, Russia, North Korea, and now we have to include Iran in that bunch, that might use nuclear weapons. We know that they have them. We don't know if or when they might use them, though, do we, Stephen?
No, we don't. And, you know, one of the issues with the electromagnetic pulse is that, you know, unlike, you know, if you're trying to hit a missile silo or something, it has to be targeted very precisely. But these EMP weapons, nuclear detonation can occur virtually anywhere over the eastern half or the western half of the U.S. and knock out the grid or even over the Yucatan Peninsula. So so it's very important that we take action to get shielding from this because, you know, somebody might not. And so Russia, for example, they can launch 1,000 strategic nuclear weapons at us within 15 minutes. We can't really protect against that type of attack. But if somebody wants to do an asymmetrical response where they could, you know, if they take out our grid for a year or so, they could, we up to 90% of Americans right now would die without, you know.
Right. So, well, there's different possibilities. North Korea has two satellites going over the middle of the country, right where you go over my house and your house twice a day on a polar orbit. And we have a former director of the CIA saying that his belief, based on his knowledge and information, is that there's highly likely there's nuclear weapons on board these two satellites, which, if detonated at, in the daytime, there'd be no light that we could see, no sound, no blast effect whatsoever. If they didn't want off in the nighttime, we would see the blast at night. But that would be an ideal place for a nuclear weapon to create an electromagnetic pulse, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. You know, it's probably more likely it would occur at night because the effects are much greater at night just because of the science of how EMP works. But you could even use a weather balloon if you wanted to, or a Spud missile off the coast. It's not that hard. There's more than 12,000 nuclear weapons that are in the world right now. And, you know, I think it's kind of naive to assume that none of them will ever be used for a purpose like this.
Well, we already know because last summer the Chinese sent a balloon over the United States. And for a number of days, there was pondering, what is it? Who owns this? Instead of shooting the darn thing down, they just pondered about it, and eventually they figured out what it was and let it continue on its course. Unlike what we think of weather balloons as being something that is blown about by the wind, this weather balloon had the ability to be steered and guided, didn't it?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, when I think of a balloon, I think of something that's, you know, maybe not a couple feet in diameter. Well, this thing was the size of a school bus.
Right, It was huge, and it could carry several hundred pounds beneath it as a consequence. Point being, ladies and gentlemen, a freighter, a ship off the coast of the United States in international waters, the international, I believe it was 12 miles, if it was 20 miles off the coast, it'd be in international waters, launched a weather balloon, it'd probably be given the same treatment that the one last summer was given. We have precedents here, don't we?
Yes, that's true. There was an Air Force major that was on the Electromagnetic Defense Task Force at the university the Air Force has, and he wrote a paper about just that, a weather balloon being used to deliver, you know, nuclear weapon for EMP. So it's not far-fetched.
Not at all. Steve, we got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Good morning. Steve, and I have a question for you. You mentioned the nuclear power plants. And right. I haven't been able to tune in real early all the time, and so I haven't caught if you've ever addressed that. But if we have 100 and some odd nuclear power plants, say most of them on the east side of the country, I hear this music.
Hold on to the break.
Finish
the
question
on
the other side.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Company! Fix! Bayonets! Move! Ah! Right! Face! Forward! Hard! Pull them left!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, same thing. Check out the energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order, I personally box it up. Take it to the little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, which is also a destination restaurant now. And they go out UPS all over, USPS all over the world. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on your energy cleaner. Visit with Steven Starr. And we're talking with Kyle from Montana. What's your question or comment, Kyle?
So my question is this. If EMP took out even 10% of the 100 and some odd nuclear power plants in this nation, that would make probably at least the eastern half of the United States almost uninhabitable. But if the, because there's probably what, somewhere between 15 and 45 days worth of fuel to be able to keep the nuclear power plants running. So in reality, wouldn't any kind of an EMP plunge the United States into some kind of a Mad Max scenario because of the nuclear power plants that would be going Chernobyl?
Well, you've got the general idea right. I mean, if we lose all our electricity, that's automatically a Mad Max scenario. If the grid goes down, which the grid would be down for a year or longer because of the loss of the large power transformers, which we can't replace quickly. Nuclear power plants, you're right. When you talk about the radioactivity, that is the primary concern. You know, not only in the reactor at the plant, but also they store the used uranium fuel rods. They call them spent fuel rods. Next to each reactor, there's a spent fuel pool. It's a pool that's about 40 feet deep. It's the size of a tennis court. And when they remove they refuel a reactor about every 18 months, and they take about a third of the rods out. And it's all done robotically underwater, because when the rods come out of the reactor, they're so radioactive that if you were within a few feet of them, you'd die almost instantly, and they would burst into fire, too. So they keep those stored underwater in a fuel pool for at least 6 years before they're safe to take out of the pool to put into dry cast storage. But those pools have to be, they have their own separate dedicated heating and cooling system, not heating, obviously. You got to remove the heat, because the fuel rods, the more radioactive they are, the more heat they put out. So you lose the cooling on the pool, the rods will heat the water in the pool to the point of boiling, and a steam and air touches the rods will rupture. Some will ignite. So you can release enough radioactivity from one spent fuel pool to make an area about the size of the state of South Carolina uninhabitable for centuries. So I part two of my book, I go into great detail about this. And it's really important that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission protect the emergency power systems and the active emergency core cooling systems, because if you disable those with EMP, you won't be able to cool the reactor off enough to prevent it from melting down even after it's shut down. So, I don't know if that answers your question.
Well, yeah, but in an EMP situation where you lose all power and the ability to cool that pool, like you were just saying, even if 10% of the 114 reactors in this country, something like
maybe 98 that are operating now, but you're right. In my book, I have a diagram that shows, I'm being conservative with it, but you know, I believe if you have one detonation over, say, South Central of the United States or North Central, you could cause it at least a dozen nuclear power plants to melt down. There's not a single operating nuclear power plant that was designed or constructed or retrofitted to be protected against EMP. But the Nuclear Regulatory Commission maintains that they're safe. The Air Force actually has forced the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to answer questions about this. They said, why have you've never done comprehensive testing at these plants to prove that your electronics are safe? But the Nuclear Regulatory Commission said, well, thank you for your concern, but, you know, we think they're fine. So that's where we are right now.
Wow. Yeah, we're sitting ducks. That's unfortunately where we are. All right, that's pretty much all I got, John. Thanks.
Okay, Carl. Thank you for the call. Call number is 512-248-8252. There's lots of rabbit trails and nuances and many details a person can learn about all this, isn't there, Stephen?
Yeah, there is. But, you know, it's hard to predict what would happen specifically, but it's quite clear that the entire grid is very much at risk from EMP. It was never designed to, by all measures of scientific measurement, it's not going to withstand the effects of an EMP. So it's a given that unless we protect the grid and our infrastructure, that it's going to get wrecked. And we got to get somebody in Washington to wake up enough to do something about this.
Well, I know when you decided to write this book, one of your goals was to get this information to decision makers such as U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators and their staffs, wasn't it?
Yes, I recently did speak with a staff member for one of the Missouri senators, and they're interested. They got copies of the book, but you know, I haven't heard back from them. So I don't know. I'm not exactly a big donor, but I guess I'm naive somehow. But I always have thought that when you have a danger of this magnitude, that if people in charge learned of it, they would take action. But it's not happening. In fact, as you pointed out in previous shows, in the Obama administration, they actually were blocking.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I was hoping to find that it was just inadvertent bureaucratic inefficiency and screw-ups, but it was actually active blocking of the Obama administration to prevent funding to protect the U.S. power grid. There's three U.S. power grids in the lower 48. One is East Mississippi, the other is West Mississippi, and then there's Texas, which has its own standalone power grid. And the Obama administration was blocking any money being spent, federal funds, to protect these three power grids. That's very disappointing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When the Trump administration actually changed that, and that was when I actually was able to, I communicated with the Air Force officer, and we were going to, a major and a general were supposed to speak at a panel at the United Nations where I was going to speak, and they were ordered not to speak at the last minute. That was when Biden came in. But during the Trump administration, they were trying to do something about it, and there was, it's just all stopped, though.
Well, it's difficult. President Trump was in office for 4 years. It's trying to do something with that bureaucracy up there is difficult. An aircraft carrier cannot turn around like a shopping cart. It's once it's going in a certain direction, it's going to continue going in that direction for some period of time. And that's what Trump was dealing with, is the momentum of the bureaucracy, wasn't he?
Yes, I think so. I mean, he can't push a button and fix everything, but they can at least get the direction and give orders that needs to be addressed. But it still has to be. There have been two bills in Congress in 2013 and 2015 that were going to mandate protection for the grid, at least. But they were lobbied against by the utilities, and I suppose the bills were written poorly, place a burden of funding on the utilities. But they, it's still kind of a nightmare to think that people would actively try to stop this whole process of protecting the grid and the American public.
Well, we do what we can at the national level, which is limited, but families can do a lot to protect themselves, have electric in their home, have a vehicle that works, have a generator that runs. That one home with a working generator and a working vehicle could help the entire neighborhood, couldn't it?
Yes, that's right. When I was writing my book, I was doing research and I found a company, EMP Shield, and they have on their website that they test their devices with military grade testing. It's published, and I had purchased those before I, even heard about your show or anything. Because I'm into being self sufficient, and I also have found I didn't have protection against lightning at my house, so. They have a $25,000 guarantee of protection with the EMP shield from lightning damage. It's not just something that, it's not esoteric. I mean, lightning hits around here all the time. I felt good about getting them.
Absolutely. Well, you should. I'm glad you did feel good, because I know when I got took delivery of my first EMP shield device, as soon as I opened the box, I realized this is a serious piece of equipment. There's some real weight with one of these devices, isn't there?
Yeah, I think they have a variety too. They have them for alternating current and direct current. They have them for different applications. And I think I've heard Andrew say that their company will work with communities too, not just, it doesn't have to be the individual. And the more people that are protected, the better off your community is.
Absolutely. Well, there's also a way and there's a phone number at my website, at the EMP Shield website, to contact Andrew and begin the process of having your county protected at no cost to the county. And that would be the Sheriff's Department, the paramedics, the fire department, all the first responders that we count on in time of crisis can be protected at no cost to the county. And that's a major advantage for any county that does that, isn't it?
Yes, I'd say so. I kind of wish my county would, but you do the best you can. And I've got my place fixed up pretty well, and I have to hope that I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have hope that we couldn't change things. But with the time is getting late, and with all the things going on in the world, with all the threats being thrown around, I think we may not have as much time as we would like.
Well, time is. The timing of this, of course, is difficult. It's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm doing, what Stephen is doing, is encouraging you to do your own independent research, get a copy of Stephen's book, read it, and go from there. There's many footnotes referring people to other sources, aren't there, Stephen?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I wrote the book, I figured I was going to have different vested interests that might, you know, dispute my findings. So there's about 360 footnotes and 160 references that I used. That's why it took me 4 years to write it. I was trying to make sure I was right, you know, because that's my goal. I mean, I also, you know, when I teach at the university, I don't want to be teaching bad information. But in the process of writing it, I really became convinced that it's a really serious threat. If you want to buy the book, my name's Stephen Starr, Stephen with a V and Starr with two R's. You just type that into Amazon and it'll bring the book up.
It comes right up. You're the only Stephen Starr at Amazon, aren't you?
That's right.
Well, that makes it easy and quick and easy. I like that. Living in deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks like I do, Amazon makes life a lot more civilized, to say the least. The politics of Amazon, I don't particularly agree with, but it's nice to get things delivered right to your door a day or two after you order them. This clear and present danger, and it is a clear and present danger, that the U.S. military has taken seriously to protect much of its own critical infrastructure. Civilians are mostly in the dark. There's been movies and TV shows featuring the effects of EMP, which have reached a percentage of Americans, but for most Americans, it's a matter of science fiction, not a matter of reality, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. 78% of all electricity in the U.S. is delivered to end users, whether it's residential, agricultural, commercial, through 15 kilovolt power lines. And, you know, you may have probably seen them. There's millions of glass insulators on these lines, and the EMP will actually destroy most of those. It creates such a huge current and voltage in these lines that it shorts it out, and the insulators, they call it a flashover. And it goes to the ground and it'll blow them up. And it, you know, if you lose one insulator on a power line, the line's gone. So in addition to the large power transformers, which take up to, you know, 2 years to, you know, at least 18 to 24 months right now is the wait time to get them made. They're made overseas. They weigh 200 to 400 tons, so they can't be shipped very easily. It's not only that, but the glass insulators, you know, trying to replace millions of glass insulators on power lines is going to take a while too. You'd have to manufacture them and then install them, so the grid would be down. I mean, there's not a quick fix, and only if we, you know, take some effort to protect these things, we're going to be shielded from it.
That's right. That's right. Well, between 1 and 2 years for a large transformer to be ordered, manufactured, and delivered is when everything works. But here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just with these big transformers. It's with everything, including your Ford, Chevy, Dodge sitting out there in your driveway. Everything that you need to fix what's broken is also broken. And the more likelihood is, in a severe crisis, these large transformers simply wouldn't be replaced in a number of years, an unknown number of years, correct?
Yep. That's right. A freight train, the heaviest weight a freight train can carry is 100 tons, and these things weigh 200 to 400 tons. So just trying to move them, if you actually get them made and shipped across the oceans and delivered, trying to move them and install them, it's going to take a long time. Not simple.
That's right. That's right. Well, we can anguish and wring our hands about the Fed's not doing anything. That doesn't accomplish anything. What does accomplish something is people protecting their own home, their own car, their own generator. And I know once I did that, it gave me peace of mind. And something we haven't talked about is protection from lightning. Prior to my EMP shield device being installed, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear a thunderstorm coming, hear that thunder and that lightning. And I'd get up and have to run around unplugging everything I could think of, hoping I didn't miss something, because lightning will cause all kinds of damage even if it doesn't strike anywhere near your home, can't it?
Yes, that's right. I was chuckling because I did the same thing. You hear that thunder, you're like out of bed, running around, pulling the plugs out.
Right.
But
right.
Sometimes you don't get that kind of warning. And then
no.
Even I had a lightning bolt hit a tree about 50 feet from my house, and it blew up my computer, and a lot of things got damaged. So
that's right.
Surge protector is a great idea.
Well, that's peace of mind knowing I can just roll over and go back to sleep when I hear that thunderstorm coming. That is really peace of mind. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Well, Stephen, this hour has flown by as typically it does, and I'm so glad that you're able to come on with us. and let people know about the reality of EMP. You, by definition, you're an expert in this matter. You've been doing your best to notify U.S. congressmen, U.S. senators. That's had limited success, but our outreach here is worldwide today on the 18th day of March, and our worldwide outreach is helping people all over the planet understand the true nature of this threat and how to mitigate. And I think we have the potential here, Stephen, of in the case of EMP, saving many thousands of lives, and in the case of lightning, saving people a lot of trouble and money, aren't we, sir?
Yes, sir. And, you know, I'm glad you pointed out the international aspect of this, because my book, it's even though I talk about U.S. grid and U.S. power plants, it applies to any country that doesn't have, that hasn't shielded its grid or its critical national infrastructure or nuclear power plants. I have the references for the United States, and that's what I use. But, you know, it's important, no matter where you live on the planet, protect yourself.
It is, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting your heads up from Stephen and I. Now the ball's in your court. Get Stephen's book, read it, go on from there to do your homework, really educate yourself about the threat of EMP, and then go to my website, thelibertyman.com, do a little shopping at the EMP site, the panel. Keep in mind there's a $50 discount on each piece of equipment, and do what you need to do to protect your home, your vehicle, and don't forget that vehicle, that youngster off to college. That EMP shield device on that vehicle may mean the difference between a couple of hour drive home and a very long walk, couldn't it, Stephen?
That's true. As I actually have to get one for my vehicle too. I protected my house and my my solar system, but I haven't gotten around to the car yet, so I'm going to put that on the list.
Well, it's time's a-wasting, you'll be very delighted as to how simple and quick it is to undo the install. I know I was, Stephen.
And I can use your name to get a discount, right? $50
Well,
discount.
It's you go through my website, and the discount is automatic, absolutely.
Okay, good.
yep, go for it. Go for it. Get your discount. Stephen, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, John.
Okay. All right. We've got a top of the hour break coming up, and we will begin Firearms Monday with my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the real deal. He's won more 1,000-yard rifle matches than any human being. He turned down Remington Firearms to take over their precision rifle division. And Sam is located in Lebanon, Missouri. We're at Freedom Center USA. He teaches very high-end pistol and rifle classes and very high-end first aid classes as well. Here's our break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.